This month's theme asks, what does it mean to be a people of healing? Here are the words of Fred Recklow on cure versus healing. Cure may occur without healing. Healing may occur without cure. Cure alters what is. Healing offers what might be. Cure is an act. Healing is a process. Cure seeks to change reality. Healing embraces reality. Cure takes charge. Healing takes time. Cure avoids grief. Healing assumes grief. Cure speaks. Healing listens. The Reverend Viola Abbott comments, quote, let us be thankful for this opportunity for healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation, while knowing we can never, should never forget what has brought us here today. I'm grateful to be with you today. Diane and I are well. We enjoy the love, support, and companionship of each other. We are surrounded by our creature comforts, feeling safe and feeling secure in meeting necessities during this time of isolation. We are privileged. Being personally grateful is easy when one contrasts oneself to the disparity faced by others. But there's also pain in knowing there is very little we can do about that at the moment. I am grateful for those who have sacrificed for my privilege. Veterans, suffragists, civil rights fighters, LGBTQ advocates, healthcare professionals, my parents. But as a UU, I acknowledge the continuing and exasperated pain of people that suffer because of my white privilege. Blacks, Latinx, and Indigenous tribes, inclusive of transgender and non-binary people in all groups. My heart cries for our nation's inability to embrace the concept that Black lives matter. My heart cries for children separated from their parents just because those parents are seeking a better, safer life in the United States. I'm angry that justice is subverted to keep marginalized people down. I am furious that our country is so divided that some people, many white people, feel so righteous that they don't feel they need to wear a mask to keep others safe. Perhaps you know that this last Friday was a Transgender Day of Remembrance. In a recent letter written by Adrian Ballou and the Reverend Michael J. Crumpler, leaders of UU Uplift, they cite that, quote, in 2020, at least 34 transgender or gender nonconforming people were murdered, the majority of which were Black and Latina transgendered women. Many more transgendered people took their lives as well, and those who have survived often experienced unprecedented hardships this year, unquote. I am proud that Unitarian Universalists are actively addressing the rights of transgender and gender nonconforming people. Most everyone is aware that the Thanksgiving holiday will be celebrated this week. It will be different than in years past due to pandemic restrictions for the sake of our health. Yet, there will likely be special food, camaraderie, and a pause to give thanks. 2020 marks the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the ship Mayflower in the region now known as New England. But did you know that Thanksgiving Day is considered a day of mourning for Indigenous peoples of our nation? It is a day of lament for tribes of people who have suffered the indignity of ridicule, persecution, degradation, demoralization, dismissal, and fanciful history created by white supremacists for those 400 years. I am proud that our 2020 UU General Assembly resolved to encourage all UUs to enter into a time of education, careful reflection, and healing during the years 2016 to 2021, and that special attention be given to the suffering, indignity, and loss that the Native peoples have suffered since the early 1600s. In fact, all this week, the UUA is sponsoring the Harvest the Power Justice Convergence and Teach-In, a virtual series of events to address these issues and concerns as part of the 2020 Action of Immediate Witness. There is much pain and many wounds in the world. Much healing is needed. The question for today is, can gratitude be a tool for healing? To begin, let's address the question, what is gratitude? Robert Emmons, perhaps the world's leading scientific expert on gratitude, argues that gratitude has two key components. First, he writes, it is an affirmation of goodness. We affirm that there are good things in the world, gifts and benefits we've received. In the second part of gratitude, he explains, we recognize the sources of this goodness are outside of ourselves. We acknowledge that other people, or even higher powers, if you're of a spiritual mindset, give us many gifts, big and small, to help us achieve goodness in our lives. Could there be benefits to gratitude? The Greater Good Science Center on the UC Berkeley campus, of which Robert Emmons is a part, offers a plethora of information on this subject. In a white paper titled The Science of Gratitude, 2018, center researchers outline several benefits to gratitudinal practice. For those individuals, benefits include increased happiness and positive mood, more satisfaction with life, a less materialistic viewpoint, less likelihood to experience burnout, better physical health, better sleep, less fatigue, lower levels of cellular inflammation, greater resiliency, the development of greater patience, humility, and wisdom. For gratitude allows a person to celebrate the present, block toxic emotions like envy, resentment, regret, or depression. It allows one to be more stress resilient and to strengthen social ties and uplift self-worth. According to Mike Robbins, a keynote speaker and author, quote, focusing on gratitude is something that we can do all the time, not just on special occasions or during the holidays, unquote. Now, there are many reasons, perhaps excuses, that we have for not focusing on what we're grateful for. Perhaps we're too busy and stressed out. We're waiting for things to look perfect, which they almost never do. We don't want to brag, especially these days with lots of people going through tough times. We focus on what needs improvement, the many things we still have to get done, and all of the bad stuff in our lives, about others, and in the world. And we feel funny about it or get embarrassed expressing our appreciation. Brings up the point. Is gratitude worth the effort? According to Jack Canfield, author of The Success Principles and co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, he says, quote, gratitude is the single most important ingredient in living a successful and fulfilling life. Gratitude not only makes us feel good, it's also one of the greatest attractors of abundance, love, peace, success, health, connection, and more. The more we focus on what we already have, the wonderful aspects of our lives, and what we appreciate, the more we end up having to be grateful for, unquote. Robert Emmons says it's easy to feel grateful when life is good, but when disaster strikes, gratitude is most certainly worth the effort. He says, in fact, it is precisely under crisis conditions when we have the most to gain by a grateful perspective on life. In the face of demoralization, gratitude has the power to energize. In the face of brokenness, gratitude has the power to heal. In the face of despair, gratitude has the power to bring hope. In other words, gratitude can help us cope with hard times. But he also says it is vital to make a distinction between feeling grateful and being grateful. We don't have total control over our emotions. We cannot easily will ourselves to feel grateful, less depressed, or happy. Feelings follow from the way we look at the world, thoughts we have about the way things are, the way things should be, and the distance between these two points. But being grateful is a choice. A prevailing attitude that endures and is relatively immune to the gains and losses that flow in and out of our lives. When disaster strikes, gratitude provides a perspective from which we can view life in its entirety and not be overwhelmed by temporary circumstances. When times are good, people take prosperity for granted and begin to believe that they are invulnerable. In times of uncertainty, though, people realize how powerless they are to control their own destiny. If you begin to see that everything you have, everything you have counted on, may be taken away, it becomes much harder to take it for granted. So crises can make us more grateful. But research says gratitude also helps us cope with crisis. consciously cultivating an attitude of gratitude builds up a sort of psychological immune system that can cushion us when we fall. There is scientific evidence that grateful people are more resilient to stress, whether minor everyday hassles or major personal upheavals. The contrast between suffering and redemption serves as the basis for one of my tips for practicing gratitude. Remember the bad, unquote. Furthermore, as cited in a research paper by Joshua Brown and Joel Wong in 2017, it is suggested that the practice of gratitude actually affects the brain, our brains, in positive ways. Saying thank you is a means of expressing gratitude. And when we take the time to say thank you for the good things in our lives, it can help us feel better about the sad or bad things in our lives. We can use gratitude to help us heal. Some suggested healing practices I found in my research include daily use of a gratitude journal, or writing letters of appreciation to friends, acquaintances, or even people with whom we disagree. Meister Eckhart, a German theologian, philosopher, and mystic in the 1200s, is quoted as saying, "If the only prayer you said was thank you, that would be enough." I'm reminded of a story I heard, be it truth or myth, I no longer know. There was a group of women incarcerated as political prisoners in Nicaragua. Over time, they collectively created a woven tapestry from threads taken from their tattered clothes. The tapestry was eventually smuggled out to the larger world. Found within the crude woven piece were these words: "Through the bars, the sun still shines." This story reminds me that even in the worst of circumstances, gratitude can embody hope for healing. Roy Bennett, inspirational speaker and author, said, "Start each day with a positive thought and a grateful heart." And I say, let gratitude heal you.